Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Chalo, Daf Mem Beis, and the Oiz V'Hodor edition. Perek Revi, starting Halocha Dalet, in three lines down in Amud Aleph. Zog the Mishnah. Yisrael Shayu Arisim Legoyim B'Suria. So Suria, it's Syria, that David HaMelech was Koivish, he conquered it, doesn't really have a full din of Eretz Yisrael. And some things, even though we have Rabbanon, put the halachas of Eretz Yisrael in Syria, they're makel in some things. One of the things that we're makel is that if a land belongs to a goy, it is potter from matnos, it's potter from maestros, you don't have to give the matnos kihuna. So, says the Mishnah, if a Yisrael is a orius legoyim, which means he's a sharecropper, and it's in Syria, Ablazo mechayev beperseim maestros, bemaestros ubishvis. Ablazo says, even though the land belongs to a goy, you still have to give maestros and you still have the gdusha shemitah. V'el Gamliel Paita, Gamliel says Potter because belongs to a goy. We'll see in the Gemara why Ablazo's mechayev. Gamliel loymer shtei chalas besuria. In Syria, you have to give out two chalas, as we'll see in a moment in the Mishnah, why you have to do two chalas. Ablazo loymer chalachas, one chala is enough. Achazu kulish on Gamliel v'kulish Ablazer. So in the beginning, Am Yisrael were taking the kula of both. They take the kula of Rem Gamliel, that if a person is a sharecropper by a goy, he doesn't have to do hafrasha. And they did the kula of Rabbi Lazar, that you give only one chala. Chazulinoi kidiver Rem Gamliel b'shtei drochim. They went to do it like Rem Gamliel on both things, that the sharecropper is patur, but you have to take out two chalas. As Reb Chaim explains, the question is, do you treat the cereal like Eretz Yisrael or not? If you treat it like Eretz Yisrael, so even a goy should be chayav and maestros, a land of a goy that a Jew is working on. And if you treat it like chutzaretz, you have to have two chalas, we'll see in a moment. So to do both is two things that are satri hadadi that contradict each other. Continues the mission of Mbeis and Mbeis. There's three areas in regarding chiyuv chala. Me'eretz Yisrael ve'ad gziv, which is kziv in Argyosaurus, cholachas. That's the Iker Eretz Yisrael that was conquered not only by Oile Mitzrayim, but also by Oile Bovel, meaning it was conquered in the second time the Am Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael, hechzikupo. It's not really conquered, but it was held by the people that came from Golus Bovel to Eretz Yisrael the second time, and the Gedush of Eretz Yisrael, it depends on that time on Oile Bovel. So when Oile Bovel came, wherever they came after Golus Bovel, to come and build the second bais, so whatever they have, that has Gedush of Eretz Yisrael fully. That is Eretz Yisrael at Keziv, you do one chalo, then Eretz Yisrael, you only mafish one chalo. Miksiv ve'ad anor ve'ad omnom. But from Kziv until the river, until Omnom, we'll see in the Gemara, that it means from the Kziv until the river, and from Kziv until Omnom, or what we know more as Turei Amnon. If you look at the Rashi Cirillo, in the New Prince, they have a very clear map, because Kziv is in the northern part of Eretz Yisrael. You take a line from Kziv, and you bring it down to the southwest area next to Eretz Yisrael. That's called the Nor Mitzrayim. That's in the border. It goes very close to Egypt. Then you have a more northern area, which is called Turei Amnon. That is further north. Take another line from there and bring it also to the Nar. So you take two lines, one from Gziz to the Nar, one from Turei Amnon to the Nar, and that creates a triangle. That's the area that we're just talking about right now. Now, what's unique about this area? This area is Hechziku Bo Oile Mitzrayim. When Am Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael, they conquered this area. So it has some Gdusha of Oile Mitzrayim, but it doesn't have the full Gdusha of Eretz Yisrael. So it has Gdusha of Oile Mitzrayim that it, in a certain extent is Paka, but we still treat it with some level of Eretz Yisrael. So what do you do with here? Shtei Chalos, you have to do two Afrashas Chalos. What do you do with the two Chalos? Achas Laur v'achas Lakoin. One you take and you put it into the fire, and the other one you give to the kohen. Shelur yesh l'shir, v'shakoyin ein l'shir. The challah that goes to the fire has to have a shir. Shakoyin ein l'shir. Now, what's the pshat in this? You have a chiyuv challah because it's somewhat Eretz Yisrael, but because lo yichzik boi lebovil has the tumo of Eretz Ami of Chutzlarts, so that challah you take out has a tumo. You have to burn it. So, but that's the main challah. You do a real afreshes challah, and you go and you burn it. And then you give to a kohen just to remember challah, so you don't forget the Torah's challah. And they give the challah, give something small. Shein Lashir. As Reb Chaim points out, you don't, there's no chiyuv chala here midiraisa, it's only midirabanan. But Rabbanan gave it more of a level of Eretz Yisrael because Ichzuga Boile Mitzrayim. So therefore, mitzad, the actual chala, you look at it as if you give regular chala. That chala needs to be burnt because you can't make a bitumo. And then you give a small one to the kohen just to remember chala. But me'anor u'me'omnom v'lifrim. Meaning from the Am Mitzrayim in the south, and Am Turiyam in the north, you go to Lifim, go to the right, you go to Chutz La'aretz, not in the area that we just mentioned. That's Chutz La'aretz Mamish. What happens over there? Shtei Chalas as well. If they got two Chalas. Achas La'ur, one you put in the fire. V'achas La'koin, one you give to the Koin. Shel Ur Ein L'Shir. The Ur is a small amount. Shel Koin Yesh L'Shir. For the Koin, it has a Shir. This one that doesn't have Gedushas Oilu Mitzrayim, there's really no Shachas there to Yisrael. And it's really, everything is based on the Rabban, never even had a Kedusha originally. So here they did, the Chala that goes to the Ur, they treat it as Chala, becomes Tomeh, you get a very small amount. What do you give to the Kohen? Then you give the normal amount of Chala. Now this Chala you give to the Kohen, because it's only like a minig the Rabban did, it's not the Iker Chala, Tvul Yoyim Oichlo, Tvul Yoyim can eat it, even though he's considered to be semi-Tomeh, he can eat it. Not every Tomeh can eat it, only Tvul Yoyim. Remember, the Tvul Yoyim is a lower level of Tumah. It's someone already went to the mikvah, but he did not wait till the evening. So he's not as tum as before, but he has some tumah. That some tumah you can eat chal and chutzlarts. Even before he went to the mikvah, when he's mamish tum, he also can eat it. Except for asur lezovim ulezovlois lenidois uliyoldus. Zovim and zovos are the people that have hafrasha coming out of them. So meaning there's two mayyots and meguvin coming out of their body, similar to nido and ayoledes. And a tumor that comes out of the body is more chomer than a tumor which is external. For example, when one touches a sheretz, touches a dead animal, so it makes him tome. But that tumor is not from his body, it comes from the outside, so that tumor is less severe. And therefore, the one who has the tumor chitzoini, it's an outside tumor, he can eat chalo in chutz la'aretz. But if it's a tumor migufa, you can't. Another kulu you have over here, v'necheles im azar l'shulchan, can eat together with the zar on the same table. Chaim brings two explanations. What it means, it means you can eat in the table, you don't have to be careful not to eat it close to a zar, or even more than that, you can actually mix it with a zar, and they both eat from it, even though there's challah mixed in here. V'nisenes l'kol koyin, you can give it to every koyin, even a koyin ha-mahoretz, you can give him the challah, because we're not choshish so much, as only challahs chutz la'aretz. Continues the Mishnah, Dafim Gimel Amud Aleph. Eilu nitonim lekol koin. The following can give to every koin. Reb Chaim explains, doesn't mean every koin mamish, it means a koin who's not a maretz, but he doesn't eat this chulim betahara. What can you give him? You can give him a charomim, which is a type of matos kehuno. The people come and do cherim, you give it to the koin. And the reason you give it to a koin, even though he eats betumah, because it doesn't have kedusha. Ve'abichoyris, you give the bechoyris to the koin. Mimon al-shach, as the Reb Chaim points out, either it's mamish a korban that we'll speak about in a moment, or he has a mum, and then he can eat it as a regular meat. Upidyon aben, the money that you give a koyin for the redemption of a bchor. Upidyon petach hamor, the redemption that you do for petach hamor. V'azroya v'lechayim v'akeva, which is a piece of meat you give to the koyin, again, it doesn't have kedusha. Rishis ages, which you have to give from the wool to the koyin, also doesn't have kedusha. V'shemen tzreifa, which is the oil of truma that became tamid, that you can use it to burn, so it could be betuma. The kotche migdash, the karbonis that you can give to the kohen, because that everybody will be careful to do b'taharo. So even someone who's not so careful in chulin, but kotche we're not choishish. V'abikurim also has the din of kedusha. Rabbi Yehuda says you can't give him bikurim. We'll see in the Gemara why. Kashine truma. If you remember, we learned in Maseches Ma'aseh Sheni, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis. Now kashinim is things is food you give to animals. So then the din is, they go to Shittos. Rabbi Akiva there said, because it's animal food, you do legame betumo, I don't have any tahar on it. Chachamim say, no, you have to do some parts of the betahar. So that's why here, the shayla is, can you give it to the kohen who's not so careful about tumo? According to Rabbi Akiva, because anyone could do betumo, for sure you could give it to that kohen. And according to Chachamim, you can't. With this we conclude, Yoshami Chalo, Daf Mem Beis.